Welcome to this podcast from the International Crisis Group. I'm Kimberly Abbott, Communications Director for North America, and today we're talking about Cote d'Ivoire. A new civil war could erupt in the West African country after increasing hostilities over November's contested election. President Laurent Gbagbo is refusing to cede power to Alassane Ouattara, who won the election. Today we're speaking with Crisis Group's West Africa Program Director, Gilles Yabi, about Crisis Group's new report, Cote d'Ivoire, Is War the Only Option?
Can you start by describing the current state of play between forces loyal to President-elect Ouattara and former President Gbagbo, and then tell me how likely it is that we'll actually see a civil war?
Well, the security situation has been deteriorating very fast in the last few weeks in Cote d'Ivoire. What we are seeing now is two different kinds of confrontation. Confrontation in Abidjan, in areas which are favorable to President-elect Alassane Ouattara. But what we have also seen in the last few days is military hostilities in the western region of the country close to the border with Liberia. And that is a very worrying signal because it means that we are already in a situation which looks like a civil war. And I think that the country is really close to a situation of a new civil war after 8 years of the peace process.
You mentioned Liberia. Let's talk a little bit about the risk that the conflict could spill across the borders, destabilize Cote d'Ivoire's neighbors, as has happened in the past.
Yes, there is a major risk for the entire region. I think one of the elements is that the behavior of former President Laurent Gbagbo and his people in the last 3 months showed that his regime is a threat to the security and the stability of the entire region. They are operating a kind of a blackmail, saying that if the region and even international community is forcing Gbagbo to leave power, then it will be chaos in not only in Cote d'Ivoire, but in the region, both in terms of the economy of the region, which is highly dependent on the economy of Ivory Coast, but also on the security of the people of neighboring countries who are living by millions. So there is a risk of destabilization of the neighboring countries, beginning with Liberia. And Liberia is supposed to hold election also this year. So it is a major security issue for Liberia, but also for Burkina Faso and the other countries who have a lot of residents living in Cote d'Ivoire and who fear a massive flow of refugees in case of a new civil war beginning in Cote d'Ivoire.
At this point, what would it take to avoid a civil war?
Again, the situation is very complicated, and we are already seeing a quasi-civil war beginning in the country. We think that it is very important for the international community, first, to make it very clear that there was an election last November, and that this election was won by Alassane Ouattara, and it is important for the African community and for the entire international community to stick to the result of the election and to say that Alassane Ouattara won the election and that Gbagbo has to leave. But the second thing is that the UN mission on the ground has to stay very firm in defending its mandate of civilian protection in the country. And for that to happen, it needs the clear support of the UN Security Council. The third thing is that the regional community, the ECOWAS, has to take back the leadership in resolving the crisis, both using political means, but also by deploying a military mission on the ground to make sure that in case of outbreak of a civil war, the region will be able to contain the war in the borders of the country and to make sure that there is no contagion effect into the entire West African region.
That was Gilles Yabi, Crisis Group's West Africa Program Director. For more information about Cote d'Ivoire and to read our full report, Cote d'Ivoire, Is War the Only Option, please visit our website, www.crisisgroup.org.